And now, back to the Tim Ridley Show.
It's 35 minutes past the hour. This is Tim Ridley on Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Kelly Maddox is with us with KMJ Media. We will be talking recruiting and retention. Kelly, Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Great, great. You passed that along to the Happy New Year along to Jackie when you talked to her, but we're looking forward to talking to you as we always do on this morning there, Kelly. And I don't know if you probably did. I was just sharing this right before the break just a little bit ago. And I saw this on a few different news networks, including CNN. They had a thing on the driver shortage, the issues that the trucking companies are going through, the trucking industry is going through now. And as a matter of fact, I have a good friend, long-time friend of mine who is still in recruiting. And I guess she didn't think I had seen it. So she sent me the link to the CNN news link and, you know, regarding that. And the thing about it, a lot of people don't realize, I think, you know, as far as the motoring public or the person who is outside of the trucking industry, don't realize that this actually affects what you pay at the store, the gas pumps and so forth. Because, and they were talking about how we are paying more now. We will be paying even more because it's going to cost more to ship because you don't have the drivers out there. So after all that being said, Kelly, are you hearing that pain from some of the companies that you work with?
Yeah, you know, and I did see that broadcast. And, you know, first of all, I think it's great that the driver shortage is getting national attention because it does affect the economy as a whole. So I think it's great that it's bringing awareness to everybody who's not in the industry of how much it's going to affect their life. You know, like you said, everything that we pay for in the stores, the costs are going to increase. So it's great that finally, you know, the general public are getting, you know, the knowledge that they need about the importance of the driver shortage. So yes, it does bring it back to the companies. Again, you know, they're all fighting the same battles that they have been, but I feel like it's more heightened now because the driver shortage is, you know, getting worse on a day-to-day basis. So they really are, the companies really are trying to think outside the box and new ways to recruit and not just recruit, but retain. I think retention is becoming, you know, a bigger source or not a bigger source, but almost as big as a problem as the recruiting because it's keeping the drivers. And we really need to think of ways and companies need to think of ways to really keep those qualified drivers that are doing a good job. And, you know, what are companies doing now that are keeping truckers at their companies? Because we get great feedback from the drivers about when they call in and they let us know what companies are doing. And I know a lot of drivers have said, you know, having a driver's liaison, which we reiterated to our customers, and a few of our customers have implemented that. So again, anything that we can hear from the drivers in regards to retention, you know, that always goes a long way in terms of bringing it back to the companies as well.
Are you seeing that they are trying to make it, because with one of the things that we have a problem with as well, and as a matter of fact, one of our callers mentioned this earlier this week, as far as, it may have been last week, but anyway, as far as being lost in the shuffle, the company is so large that you're only a number. And that's been going on for many years. Even when I was out there, you know, I would hear this and it does make a difference. And I know this firsthand when a person on the other line, on the other end of the phone, if you do pick up a phone and call, if they know you by name rather than know you by your driver number, you know, or ask you, well, what's your driver number, or, as opposed to asking you your name. So are some of the companies that you're working with making it more personable, more family-like atmosphere?
Yes, for sure. Because again, we've heard those complaints a lot from all the drivers, you know, that just being a number is, you know, not a way to, you know, retain drivers. So we're having a lot of companies that are, you know, making sure that they are having that more personal touch. So whether it's, you know, quarterly safety meetings or, you know, with an orientation, having, you know, a higher level of management in there, whether it's, you know, the the owner or the president or even a VP or somebody, you know, higher up to really give that personal feel. A lot of companies have also done, you know, summer barbecues where they'll have, you know, barbecues for all the drivers, all the employees and their families too. And then, you know, the owners and the presidents are there. So again, they're really trying to think of ways to build that team atmosphere and make the drivers feel more of that sense of home and community that's so often lost when they're just on the road and, you know, really trying to find ways to make sure that they don't feel like just a number. So we are seeing companies take initiatives to take those steps to do that. So again, anything that current companies are doing that drivers think are great, we'd love to hear that because, again, we can bring that back to our customers.
All right. Our number is 615-292-6366 if you'd like to comment on this and how your company does things to keep you around and what other suggestions you do have for companies to retain their drivers, not only recruit, but to retain their drivers as well. Let's go to the phone lines, Kelly, in Missouri. We're going to, and Nutty Buddy is with us. Nutty Buddy, good morning. You're live on the show with Kelly.
Greetings and salutations. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Miss Kelly, spending time with us. My biggie is no matter how much money you throw at a truck driver, if you treat a truck driver badly, he goes to your establishment to turn around and deliver loads, and you keep him there where he loses his next load, and it does a domino effect where if he's all stacked up, three or four loads, and that's good for the end of the week, you'll never get that driver. They got to stop treating drivers badly because that will be the worst thing in the world to do, and that will kill them more than anything. Look at Walmart. Walmart, how much money have they poured into trying to get drivers to come over? They're saying they're making $80,000 plus. And they still can't get drivers.
Go ahead.
And it's not just the Walmart, Kmart, Kroger, Dillard's, and all these other places, all these DC places. They got to realize we have a job to do. And the first, more important thing is to do it safely, be on time. And we got to make money. So if you take, I've had it to where I've been out of D.C., and it took 10 hours to unload. And my company's like, see if you can drop the trailer. If you can drop it, get back here, get another trailer, and move on. And they just put that place on. We don't go no more. That's it. You get one shot to do that. And after that, it's no more.
I agree with you, and I just think that, you know, the more honest communications that, you know, the companies can have with the drivers before hiring them and making sure they're not misled and they're not set up for failure like those opportunities that you were just discussing, I think that, you know, again, goes back to the recruiting aspect of making sure that there's honest communication and that, you know, they're disclosing the full details of the job and not misleading any of the drivers.
The company I work for, when they turn around and before they even hire you, it's application, and then they sit down and talk to you. And they turn around and have a whole list. This is what we expectation. This is what we expect from you. And now you tell me what you expect from us. And they go back and forth, and it's like they got an agreement. This is what we expect our drivers to do. And
I think that's fabulous.
Turn a profit. At the end of the week, you have to turn a profit. Truck has got to be profitable. Be it a company driver or owner, you've got to turn a profit. And a lot of DCs will turn around and keep you there, and it's like, oh, don't worry about it. Oh, just go back in your truck, and we'll get to you. All right. Thank you, man. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Yeah, thank you, Nutty Buddy.
Thanks, buddy.
I love that fact about having that that expectation talk about both, you know, what the driver's expectations are and then, you know, the drivers, you know, explaining what their expectations are of the company. I think that's a great way to start a relationship and a great foundation to have a good retention.
Yeah, absolutely. Let the driver know, you know, the details. And that was one of the things, and you saw this too on the news. That's one of the things that they were saying as well on this one network, that how that's what, well, in addition to drivers retiring, you know, a lot of drivers are retiring. We're losing drivers that way as well. But drivers are leaving the industry because of all the wait time. You know, you're waiting and you're waiting and you're waiting. And then others are not wanting to get into the industry because of the conditions, you know, being away from home and waiting and things like that. So it's kind of you're up against the eight ball, you know, pretty much your back is against the wall, so to speak, as far as the companies are concerned, because, you know, they're, again, potential drivers that don't want to get into the industry for various reasons, and then those that are leaving the industry for various reasons. 615-292-6366. Talking recruiting and retention, mainly retention, here on the Tim Ridley Show with Kelly Maddox. We'll be back on the other side of these messages. This is Tim Ridley on SiriusXM. Kelly, we're going right back to Missouri, and Dan is with us. Dan, good morning. You're live on the show with Kelly.
Good morning, Kelly. Good morning, Tim. Good
morning.
This whole industry, I love my industry. By all means, it's really paved the way for my life, of what I have. And the company that I'm with now, I've been with two other companies that I first started out in this grocery division with a big organic grocer that everybody knows. And they outsourced. So another trucking company came in. So we've worked with them for years. No issues with the management and all that. You know, all trucking companies has their downsides. Now I'm with this new company that happened to get the contract, and it's absolutely horrible. I've been with this company now for coming up 2 years, and they lied to us on everything. And it's just not a good time. And I now, after 12 years of doing this, I'm actually leaving my job that I love so much because of how this company has just turned their back on me. We lost 5 great drivers here that all left because of the same reasons. And I don't know. I've been out here looking around on the internet, and there's a lot of jobs out here, but really nothing of seasoned drivers. I've been out here for over 25 years, and I've dealt with a lot of stuff, but I'm kind of scared of going back over the road, and I really don't want to do that. So I don't know what you guys have to, you know, being a recruiter, you know, suggest be doing, because I've been out of the market such a long time.
Yeah, I mean, well, first, I mean, that's really unfortunate to hear about the new company, and, you know, the methods that they're taking, and, you know, the lying and not being honest and losing great drivers, because, again, that gives the industry a bad name, and, you know, and like yourself, they're losing great drivers. As far as, you know, recruiting and looking for a new position, you know, it's always a great way to look for new jobs. You know, social media is a great place. And the reason why that is you're really able to see the core values of the company. So if they have a good social media campaign, you can see the interaction with the drivers, and really, you know, you can communicate directly with the recruiters one-on-one right there. It's a great way to kind of, you know, get a feel for companies that are out there. And also, job boards are good. I know Indeed's pretty good for drivers. So there are some resources out there as far as recruiting when you're looking for positions.
Right. I put an application in with the United Parcel Service, USPS, and I'm actually got another call back, and I'm really hopeful that this might be my new home. And gosh, I could use all the prayers I could get so I could get out of my unhappy situation that I'm in right now.
But, yeah, well, we'll be praying for you.
But like I said, it's a shame that this company is growing by leaps and bounds, and they made all these promises, and next you know it, all these promises, they straight up lie to you to your face and say, no, we didn't promise you that. And then at the same time, they tell me that I make too much money. But I don't have too much money. I work too many hours because we're an hourly-based company.
Your company told you were making too much money?
I make too much money. Us drivers who've been here for an amount of time, that we make too much money, and then they start bringing up like New Jersey and what they're paying out in New Jersey. And I actually said in a meeting in front of the owner, I said, then shame on you for paying your drivers that little bit of money out on the East Coast with the cost of living being so expensive, more expensive than here. And I actually said, shame on you guys for paying them and actually boosting about paying them less.
Wow, that's not professional at all.
No, it's not a way to retain drivers.
No.
By them saying that, five of my drivers within that month, the best of the best drivers, seasoned drivers left after that comment.
I can see why.
Yeah, and I tell you, I feel sorry for the, and this company that I, you know, what I started with, you actually had be honored to work here back in the day. I mean, there was no rotating door. You got this job and you stayed. Now, this door here is high speed, man, in and out. I see people all the time. I used to know everybody that worked here. I don't know hardly anybody now because their faces spin out so fast.
Wow.
That's unfortunate to hear.
Right, and the job is super easy. And they claim that you pay it, you get paid good and all that. You do. They start you off decent, you know, $21.50 an hour. But you don't know what their expectations are. You know, is that they change them as they go along. You know.
That's unfortunate.
Like the previous caller, they need to have those expectations, that expectation conversation, you know, as soon as, you know, new drivers come on in with current drivers, you know, this is what our expectations are of you. And then also you have the turn to say what your expectations are from that company.
Right. You know, and our expectations is leave us alone, let us do our job. But they can't do that. We literally have a meeting. I'll come in from the road from doing my shift. Then I have to go into a meeting every month and then go back out that night. I have to do a 2-hour meeting every month, go home, get about 5 hours of sleep, then drive another 12-hour shift. And they don't consider your travel home or anything. They was actually at one time sleeping on the property, so I didn't have to go home so I could get enough sleep to make it in for my shift that night so I wouldn't be tired. And then they start hiring these teams in, and then they take my sleeper away from me and said, don't worry about it. You're home every night. You don't need the sleeper. Well, that sleeper was set up for when I did have to spend the night out because I'm driving 600 miles a night, you know, down and back from Chicago down to St. Louis, and I never knew what kind of weather I'm going to run into. You know, I could run into an ice storm or get shut down, and next I know I got to sleep in the truck. Now they're putting me in a sleeper with someone else's stuff. I told them, I'm not going to sleep in someone else's bed. I said, do you go to someone's house and sleep in their bed that you don't know? Absolutely not.
Yeah. Well, Dan, we're praying for you, brother, and I can understand how you feel. And that sounds like a lot of inconsiderate people there. And I'm still trying to get over the fact that they told you make too much money. When I was a small fleet owner, you know, I was happy I was proud to pay my drivers what I paid them because, you know, that means they were making money for me as well. So that is that's just crazy. But Dan, you take care, brother.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you, Tim. Thank you. Buddy, and God bless all my drivers out there.
All right, buddy. Right back at you.
Thank you.
Let's go to Kevin. And wow, you're staying in Missouri this morning, Kelly. Kevin is in Missouri as well. Kevin, good morning. You're live on the show with Kelly.
From my 36-year experience, Tim, the problem is out here is what I think. It's the lack of pay throughout the years, the lack of people getting paid for all their time, and the lack of benefits. And anytime you got to take a advance on your paycheck, I never took an advance out here all these years. You ain't getting paid well enough, or else you're mismanaging your money.
Yeah, I think that, you know, sometimes what we've had some companies do, they've had people come in and help drivers, you know, show them how to, you know, manage their money, have it almost like a financial assistance. So we have had some companies do that in terms of educating the drivers and being a resource that way.
Well, this is my theory. This truck breakdown, I make $22.75 an hour. If I'm sitting at a dock picking up a listening guys, but I've been under contract 31 years, and they spent years breaking our contracts. And here, when I went to work at one of these shops, they hired you to retire, you know. And these drivers need to start getting paid all their time, right? Not $10, $12 an hour. Give them a wage they can live with, because this should be a $100,000 a year job, and that's my theory. I fed my family out here, and at the time, my wife didn't have to work, you know. If you can't make it on one living, you're living beyond your means.
All right, Kevin. Well, we appreciate you, buddy, and thanks for all you do, man. Be careful out there. But go ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just, it is a tough job, and drivers, you know, really do need to be paid adequately for their work, because I don't think people realize how difficult the position is, you know, loading, unloading, you know, being away from your family over the road. So there's a lot of variables that go into the position, and you're out there alone. So, you know, they should be compensated for all their hard work.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're just about out of time, Kelly, and always a pleasure to have you on. We look forward to talking to you next time around, and pretty sure Jackie will be with us as well, but if not, we'll be looking forward to having whoever we have, whether it's you or Jackie, on the other side.
She'll be back next month, and so will I. So we look forward to talking to you then.
Okay, sounds good. You too, have a good one.
Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.